USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 last week, including reaffirming his promise to get 100 million doses of vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. His chief COVID advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Sunday that goal should be looked at as a floor and not a ceiling. Dr. Jonathan Reiner agrees, but says that the goal should be even higher. The professor of medicine at George Washington University tells CNN that every dose of vaccine that producers are delivering should be administered.
We need to do better. We need to vaccinate about 2 million people a day. That should be the goal. We can do that. The manufacturers are delivering every week somewhere between 12 and 18 million doses of the vaccine, but we're barely administering, 8 to 9 million doses. We should deliver every dose of vaccine that is given every week.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One of the first issues President Biden took on upon taking office was immigration reform, setting Congress a proposal that would create a pathway to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal has already received criticism from Republicans, pushing back against changes to the immigration policy set by the previous administration. But Senator Ben Cardin believes that Congress can make progress on immigration reform in a bipartisan manner. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that there are several issues that already have support from both sides of the aisle.
I know there's strong bipartisan interest in several of these issues. Worker visas are desperately needed in every one of our states, and we need a predictable system on it. The Dreamers, Democrats and Republicans both support finding a way that the Dreamers can have a pathway to citizenship. We have people here on temporary protective status, and there's bipartisan support. These people are here legally. We need to deal with their futures. So I think, and we all believe in border security. I do think there's the ability to come together with a strong bipartisan bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration reportedly plans on overturning former President Trump's ban on transgender Americans serving in the military. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Trump announced the ban via Twitter 6 months after taking office. It took effect in 2019. Sources tell CBS that the Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. President Biden plans to live up to his campaign promises to repeal the ban. Reports are that he plans to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. It's expected to take place at a ceremony for newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin also said he planned to repeal the ban at his Senate confirmation hearing last week. The Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law found in a 2014 study that there were an estimated 15,000 transgender military members serving. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the matchup for Super Bowl 55 is now set. The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 earlier Sunday in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most Super Bowl appearances. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.